Here we are, last break of the day on this hump day. Hump day.
Hump day.
Yes.
Guess what day it is.
Guess what day it is. I know. It's hump day. All right. So, listen, you guys want to just move it on over to Jay? Get right into it.
Come on, Jay.
What have we learned today?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Paid good money for it.
No, he don't.
All right. Listen up, class.
Is it Christmas?
That's the school bell, okay?
Oh.
We'll have a whole lot of money for props, right?
He went to a different school.
So, wait, I have a question. Excuse me. So, let me hear that again. Let me hear the bells. So we're going to hear them again in December, right?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, because I'm looking around for Rudolph and them.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? This is a rough room, and y'all are hard to please. I go out and buy a damn prop. This is the thanks I get. All right.
Oh, you bought that recently?
Christmas in July.
Each and every day when we close down the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we always go around the room and find out what everybody has learned. So starting with Shirley Strawberry. Shirley, what have you learned today?
All right, Jay. I learned a lot today, but the thing that really, I guess, struck me today was Danielle Metz. She's 26 years old. She was convicted on a drug offense related to her husband's cocaine operation. This is some good news that was really pleasant to hear. She served 23 years behind bars before President Barack Obama granted her clemency back in 2016. She got out. She's attending college. She got a 3.75 GPA. She's on the dean's list. And then the President Obama wrote her a handwritten letter saying how proud he is of her and that he's sure that her example will be a positive impact on others like her. So congratulations. And Danielle Metz touched me today. Her story did.
That's what I learned.
Tell me something good. All right, Colin Farrell, what did you learn today?
Well, I learned in entertainment news, and what I'm trying to figure out is how did Game of Thrones 32 nominations for the Emmy Awards coming up in September. That's what I learned. I learned that today, but I'm trying to figure out how did that happen? How did you get 32 nominations?
How did you get 32
okay,
nominations?
Okay, is it bothering you? You don't like the fact that? Oh, okay.
Did you see the last episode?
Yeah.
But y'all I saw
the seasons, every single episode.
You saw the Starbucks cups and all that.
I saw everything. Yeah.
You saw some
Blackish
good stuff.
Didn't get nominated for best comedy. So that's what I learned today. I'm really mad about what I learned today.
That's why I asked you.
I'm a little salty. And I'm a Game of Thrones fan, so everybody
loves Game of Thrones. Junior, what did you learn today?
Well, I've learned quite a few things today. First thing I learned was Tommy tried to holler at Shirley. I learned that today. That sent me back.
That's old news.
My God.
I know that's old news to y'all. It's new to us.
It's before you came on the show.
Yeah, I know it was a while ago, but the fact that his little behind tried to talk to somebody taller.
She's only taller when she wear her heels. That's all.
And the second thing I learned is that my friend Tommy won't take a couch from the strip club that is very good leather. I don't know why he won't. And that hurt me today to find that out. But that's what I've learned today.
Okay. All right. All right.
Wow.
Last but not least, Tommy, what did you learn today?
I learned that I work with two nasty behind co-workers that would buy a couch, that would take a free couch from the strip club because it was expensive, with every nasty thing on it, and take it to their house and sit on it, and even take it and cut it up and make a soup out of it.
He's about to cry.
Because it makes no sense, because the couch is nasty. They don't want to run the purple light over because they don't want to see what's on there. You know what's on that couch. They wanted to buy a couch. The strip club was doing like a sidewalk sale. But the couch for free.
Yeah.
And these two fools think it's all right to take this couch. And the little one, he decided he wanted to get the stripper pole too.
Why not?
They want that.
Why not?
Because it's nasty. What's wrong with it? Because it's nasty.
If they selling furniture on the sidewalk, they not going to need them poles. Let's just be honest.
I love your commitment to the poles, though.
That's right.
What they going to do? Stand around?
Who has a strip club furniture yard sale? Who do that?
A strip club.
The club in Ohio. Yeah. The one we read about.
That's nasty.
All right,
that's nasty.
Here's what I learned today.
All right, come on, teacher.
All right, here's what I learned today. That, you know, going through what I'm going through, dealing with leukemia, having the ability to come and do this radio show every day, it is the best opportunity ever. Aww. If you get a chance to go somewhere and laugh and forget about what it is you're going through, man, it's golden, and that's what this show is to me. And I ain't kissing nobody behind or sucking up. I really, really, truly mean that. You know, it's not often that you get a second opportunity like this. At my age, I'm so thankful.
Wow, Jay. And we love you. And we forget you have it. We really do, because your attitude is so wonderful and so great. I've learned a lot from you throughout the years, but especially with you dealing with what you're dealing with.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
True.
It gave me a whole new respect for you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
He still get on my nerves.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Every day he calls me.
I can't stand him, but I love him, though. All right, listen, bye. We love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, Jay.